This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Burbank, California is where we go now, the corporate headquarters of the Walt Disney Company, where starting 1 March, the once and present CEO Bob Iger wants workers to be 4 days a week. No, not actually at headquarters, but in the office, wherever that office might be. We mentioned this yesterday, Iger's email to Disney's 200,000-some-odd employees in which he said, "In a creative business like ours, nothing can replace the ability to connect, observe, and create with peers that comes from being physically together." 2 questions come to mind. How are 200,000 people going to take that new mandate, number one? And maybe more importantly, how are Disney's competitors going to take it? Marketplace's Matt Levin is on that one.
Iger unretired late last year to restore Disney's creative mojo. The company's stock fell 44% in 2022, its worst year since Herbie Rides Again was in theaters, the 1974 version, not the Lindsay Lohan one. Anyway, Iger's argument that Zoom is a mojo killer and real rooms are just better, that has some research behind it, says Melanie Brooks at Columbia Business School.
There's a more spontaneity of having these interactions and having people talk who maybe otherwise wouldn't be talking, which is super valuable for creativity.
Maybe if the people who made the Disney Plus show Obi-Wan shared a cafeteria lunch with the people who made Andor, Obi-Wan would have been a lot better. But Iger is taking an obvious gamble with increasing the Disney weekly attendance quota from 3 days to 4.
There's competition out there, and employees prefer flexibility. And so it's possible that you're going to lose out on talent.
Disney's rivals now have a choice. They can say, hey, Disney is doing 4 days a week in the office, so we're going to do that too. Or they can say, hey, talented Disney employee, come work for us and you can work anywhere. Sadal Neely at Harvard Business School says that choice depends a lot on who is CEO.
I think age and gender, those backgrounds do make a difference.
Older and male CEOs often underestimate how remote work can translate to a much more diverse talent pool.
Women and people of color disproportionately prefer more remote, not less.
Disney may also have trouble keeping talent just because of where many of its offices are located, traffic-heavy Southern California. Caroline Walsh is with the consulting firm Gartner.
When we interviewed workers, commute time is the number one barrier to using the office.
And while Disneyland may be the happiest place on earth, the unhappiest place may be a Los Angeles freeway during rush hour. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.